Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Those Who Fear the End of the World, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. The world is sensing the coming of what Isaiah 51:6 describes, of the earth wearing out like a garment and the heavens vanishing. Yet as Christians, we know God's salvation will last forever and his righteousness will never fail. Still, with the growing number of doomsday films, television shows, books, headlines, and world events filled with natural disasters, threats of nuclear war, and talk of terrifying zombie and alien invasions, people are fearful. With eyes full of unimaginable end-of-the-world, apocalyptic, and catastrophic images, many are up at nights, unable to sleep or find rest, living in a perpetual state of terror. For some, it's paralyzing, causing them to give up hope and stop planning for the future, feeling like it doesn't matter because it's all going to end soon. However, as believers in Jesus Christ, we have a hope greater than fear of the world ending and celestial invasions. We have the promise of eternal life with God, free from darkness, pain, sorrow, and death. Revelation 21:4. To us, the end of the world is really just the beginning for us. Because we have this hope, we can continue to grow in the knowledge of the Lord, to share his truth and love with those around us, and keep moving forward in our lives. Rather than paralyzed by fear, we can walk in peace, knowing it doesn't matter if the earth ends tomorrow, because we have much more to look forward to ahead of us than what we'll leave behind. Because God has already planned our amazing future with him, preparing a place for us to live with him forever, what could possibly ever be better? And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." Revelation 21:3. There is no uncertainty concerning our future, so we don't have to feel shaken by world events or live in fear of what might happen next, because Jesus offers his comfort and refuge to us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. John 14:1-3. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you, Lord, that I don't have to live in fear of the end of the world or what tomorrow might bring upon the earth, because my life is in your hands and my steps are established by you. Today, dear Lord, fill me with your peace. Let my heart and mind be guarded by it, knowing, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I praise you for your peace and comfort in my life, to carry me through life's daily stresses, troubling headlines, and disturbing occurrences. Thank you for your divine protection over my life. As John 10:28 assures, no one has the power to take us away from you. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Help me, Lord, to not stay up nights trying to figure out what's coming next in the world, but instead to fully trust in you with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. Each day, help me to submit to your leading in my life. I praise you that my life ahead is set with you, and because it is, I can rest peacefully each night, knowing you have planned and prepared me a home with you. Lead me, dear Lord, to walk out each day confident in your faithfulness and your covering over my life, knowing you cover me with your feathers and under your wings I find refuge. Your faithfulness is my shield and rampart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.